Lord, I repent. I know no curse comes upon me undeserved. Proverbs 26:2, no curse comes upon me undeserved. I've had too many things. I've had more things happen in the last 2 or 3 days than I've had in the last 2 or 3 months. So something's wrong. I've done something wrong. And it's obviously grumbling and complaining. So anyway, I finally have to drive to Fort Worth to get me another light, that little dinky light. Costs $200 to go on the wingtip of that airplane. So, you know, if you don't have a little extra money, don't buy an airplane, you know, because they're very expensive to maintain. And this is if you can fix it yourself. So anyway, I got the airplane fixed, and then Monday afternoon we go back. And was Monday afternoon when we was going to have the birthday party? Okay, now I've been busy all day working, and I come in and I'm in my office, and Cheryl comes in and says, we're going to have a birthday party for a couple of girls, and he says, come on up here, we got dinner ready. And so anyway, I go up there, and they're standing around, you know, Tashana's fixing dinner, and it's her, she's one of the girls that's having her birthday. She's 30 years old, I think, so y'all might tell her, you know, happy birthday, you know. And so anyway, we're having a birthday party, or getting ready for one, and I go up and stand around about 5 or 10 minutes, and they're doing everything, and I finally tell Cheryl, you know, I thought you said dinner was ready. It's not ready. You know, I got things to do. I said, I got to go to my office. I got emails to answer. I got things to write. I got things to do. I said, when dinner is ready, call me. And so she said, okay. So I went up there, and then, of course, again, a little grumbling and complaining, see, because dinner wasn't ready when she called me. And so after they got it all ready, she came up and she said, okay, it's ready, and we're ready to have dinner. So I went down there, and of course, the girls were having a great time. We had a great little dinner. All of us were there. Everything was good, and everything went well. But I grumbled and complained. You know, how many times from Saturday have I grumbled and complained? I mean, did I know it's wrong? I mean, did I repent Tuesday or Monday? I mean, did I repent after I got the thumb cut and everything? Did I say, Lord, I'm sorry? But that doesn't mean that just because I repented that there's not going to be a judgment. You see where I'm coming from? No, not really. Not right now. Not right now. But anyway, I have not had what I call a sick day in 20-something years. But Tuesday morning, I woke up feeling worse than I felt in the last 20 years. I didn't like what I felt like Monday, Tuesday. I didn't like it at all. And then I came to church Tuesday evening, and for the first time ever, I taught only an hour and 15-minute Bible study. If you've been here on Tuesday night, you ain't been here ever that I taught an hour and 15 minutes. But I was give out in an hour and 15 minutes. And at 8:15 or 8:20, I said, that's it tonight. We've done 2 chapters of the book of Proverbs. And I said, I'm just not up to par. I said, I'm not up to par. I'm stopping here tonight. And so we cut off Bible study. Well, the next day I didn't feel a whole lot better. I went home from Bible study and went to bed. Well, the next morning I got up and I didn't feel a whole lot better by about halfway through the day. I said, you know, Lord, I've repented, and sick people stay in bed, and well people get up and go do something. So I got up and went to work anyway, but let me tell you, I didn't feel very good. Now then, the Lord was showing me, finally, after I began to get stronger, I had 2 or 3 more little things happen during the course of the week, which I won't tell you, I won't go into detail on all of them. But finally, about Thursday afternoon, or maybe it was Friday morning, I said, Lord, and I'll take it back. It was Saturday, about noon Saturday, when I started to town in my little 2002 Ranger pickup's only got 30,000 miles on it. I started to town hot as it could be, 100 degrees. And that morning I had to go to town and get some air conditioner. It was cold. I almost had to turn it up on warmer. It was so cold in there. And then when it was Saturday afternoon when I started to town, I mean, I turned the air conditioner on to cool just a few minutes, and then bam, it just, no cool. I thought, this is when I said, okay, God, you have got my attention. You know, I said, I hadn't had this many things happen in forever. I said, there's something not right. I said, I want you to reveal to me what I'm doing wrong. And he started back Saturday morning with me sitting out there on that airplane fussing. He said, this was the beginning. And then he began to show me everything I'd done wrong all week long. And you think, wow. When you go back and think, but you know, Lord, I repented. Yeah, I heard you. But I told you, if you willfully sin after you have the knowledge of the truth, I'll forgive you. But it doesn't mean there's not going to be a judgment. Now, that's what's scary. Now, see, we as Christians, we go out there and think, well, I can just do anything I want to do. You know, God will forgive me. Yes, He will forgive you. But we saw in that scripture, and one of the things that we were just talking about right here, when he said, a while ago, when he said, how many babies you said been aborted? 50 million or 1.2 a year, right? I'd heard somebody else say earlier there had been 50 million children aborted since that law came into effect. And he said a while ago, God's going to judge America. I'm going to tell you that's wrong. God is already judging America for this. He has been doing this for a long time. And lots of us suffer in lots of things because of these sins. Because the average person out there that's aborting these babies is not even repenting. They don't even know it's wrong. They think it's okay because it's on the law books of the land. But they don't realize the law book that God wrote is the ultimate law book. Is that true?
Amen.
That's the ultimate law book. So a lot of times we will suffer things because we do things. We'll ask God to forgive us, and He will. He will always forgive us. There's no two ways about it. But it doesn't mean there's not going to be a judgment. You know, I thought about my little experience with God this week. I thought, Lord, here I am doing my best to walk with You, to love You, to serve You, and to do everything. I'm trying to walk in love, but yet You showed me from last Saturday morning through the next Saturday morning at least 6 or 8 places where I missed it big time. I grumbled. I complained. I did all kinds of things. You know what I should have been doing sitting out there in that airplane last Saturday? I should have been saying, Lord, I want to thank You and praise You. I got this beautiful machine that paid for to fly over there in. That's what I should have been saying, right? I shouldn't have said, I wish that guy would hurry up and get out of the way so I could get some gas. Yeah. But I know none of y'all ever done that but me. You know, I know I'm the only sinner in the bunch. We all sin, don't we? You know, we fall short so many ways. And then as I continued to add to those during the course of the week, of course, one of the things after I cut my thumb on Monday, after I cut my thumb, and the blood was just gushing. I didn't have no Band-Aids or nothing. And so I put a Kleenex. I had one, had a Kleenex in the pickup. So I wrapped it up with a Kleenex, soaked it up. And here I'm still trying to work. And, of course, every time you touch something, you squeeze it again, and the blood gushes again. So I'm having all kinds of trouble. Well, finally, I went over to one of the places where I was going to try to get the part. And the lady said, good grief, what's wrong with your thumb? I said, well, I cut it. She said, well, let me get a Band-Aid and put on it for you. Okay, so she put a Band-Aid around, and that kind of helped. Well, I went and got the airplane fixed, and when I got home that a little later, I said, honey, would you fix up a mailing label for me? I got to mail some drives back. We'd had 8 drives go bad out of all our drives, and they were still under warranty. And so Phil had boxed them up for me, and I'm trying to put the address label on there, and I'm having trouble with the tape gun. My thumb, you know, I can't hold the tape. You know, you never know how much you miss that thing. You know? So anyway, and she said, well, honey, let me help you. I said, okay. So I pulled the tape gun over like this, and she said, here, I'll cut it off with a pair of scissors. So she went, whoosh, and went right across it, and she had just put 2 new Band-Aids on there for me, put one this way and one this way, but where the crack was, you could see the cut right down through the crack, and the end of the scissors went right in that crack, right into that cut. And it started bleeding again. Now, I'm going to tell you, she couldn't have done that on purpose if she had have tried. You know what the chances of her being able, with me just holding a thumb out there in midair and her cutting a piece of tape and it going across in one point of the scissor going right in that little hole, right in that same cut? You know what the odds are to that? That's it. Astronomical. But that's where it went. And when it went in there the second time, ouch. And she said, I'm sorry. I said, honey, that's okay. So I know you didn't do it on purpose. That's one thing I know. She didn't do that on purpose. Somebody said, you know, I don't believe that was God judging you. Well, see, I believe that was God judging me. I believe that was God getting my attention and saying, I expect more of you than this. You know that? Now then, of course, we've read in the Scriptures where He talks to us again and again. And we don't listen. And then He says He speaks to us in dreams and visions, and we still don't listen. And then He says, if you don't listen to that, then I bring sickness and disease to your body. And if you don't listen to that, you die. Now that's sad, isn't it? Now then, one of the things on the way to church today, I'll have to throw this in since y'all enjoy the things that happens between Cheryl and I so much. On the way to church today, I said, I wonder really all, what is the detail that God is trying to show me? He said, oh, that's real simple. He's trying to show you need to be nicer and love your wife more. Does that sound like a normal wife? I mean, you get an opportunity. Hey, you know, take advantage of it, right? The Lord's trying to show me, well, I do know that I do love her a lot, and I try to be nice to her, but sometimes, you know, I'm a normal man. You know, sometimes I'll get a little short or something, and I shouldn't do that either. So she's absolutely right, too. I need to love her more. I need to be an example to her. But every man needs to love his wife like that, and then the wife needs to really love her husband. And if we would only do what God says, wouldn't life be good if we would just only do what the Lord says? Okay, now then, I'm going to start out in Proverbs chapter 10, verse 4. Proverbs 10, 4. He becometh poor that dealeth with a slack hand, but the hand of the diligent make rich. Now then, where I'm going with this, I'm going to show you some things about what the Scripture says about the poor.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website. Or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.